Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You're listening to Sova Hender with me, Jonathan Rollins.
Or me, I'm Matt Levine.
It's the podcast that's going to keep you updated on everything that's going on in pop culture, politics, and current events.
Och som ni hör, John är tillbaka. Och i det här avsnittet så kommer vi prata en hel del om din resa som du gjorde, din episka roadtrip.
Yeah, and we're also going to talk about your t-shirt and how it just brings out certain feelings in certain people.
Samt min cykelolycka, goddammit. Yes. Och lite med din vän alltså. Det är din vän och the usage of the N-word. Och det är komplicerat, det är en twist. Ni kommer få höra.
Yeah. But before that, I might play that beat, play out.
Yeah.
Back. I'm back, man. Glad to be here, man.
Hur känns det att vara tillbaka?
It's me and the soundboard are back.
Ja, skönt. Den har varit saknad. Ni båda har varit saknade.
Yeah, man.
Hur mår du?
Feels good, man. My body's still adjusting. I'm still a little bit jet-lagged, but glad to be back in the studio, man. I miss this place.
Ni som har lyssnat på vår förra podd, Power Meeting, hörde när jag berättade om... Jag har en sån tröja... Biggie-tröja som jag har haft fett med länge. Säkert 10 år. Look, nu såg jag att det är ett hål här.
Oh. Fucking bum.
Hål rakt på tröjan. Okay,
undershirt either. No tank top. You don't rock a tank top in the summer. That's not your thing.
Det blir för varm alltså. Om jag har en skjorta.
I thought you spent enough time in Miami to know the science of the tank
nej,
top.
Nej, men jag blir... Nej. I want nothing.
Okay.
Hur som helst... Jag berättade på våran förra podden med storyn jag hade den. Det är en tröja på Biggie när han har den här kronan på huvudet. Det är en känd bild på honom. Och det är någon form av så här Andy Warhol-variant. Där det är liksom 4 stycken versioner av Biggie i olika färger. Ja, ni get it. Och då sa jag att när jag var på Systembolaget en gång så var det en kvinna i kassan som frågade om det var jag på tröjan. Det var jag på, liksom, på bilden. Och jag blev bara så här, stop to my tracks. För jag bara så här, va? Det finns ingen likhet. I'm sorry. Och idag när jag var på
oh no, bro.
På väg hit så bara stannade jag till i den här lilla livsen eller kiosken här utanför. Och så satte en gubbe där utanför som tror jag till hans försvar. Alltså han såg ut att vara liksom antingen alkis eller lite pundig liksom.
Yeah.
Men han också bara, vad är det på din tröja så här? Och jag bara, den här tröjan. Så skulle jag börja svara. Han bara, är det apor eller? Jag bara, bra.
Oh my god.
Jag bara, du. That's kind of fucked up.
What do you say?
Nej, men alltså så här, nej, God precis, damn. What do you say? Men,
som jag sa,
jag sa bara, nej, det är en artist faktiskt där. Men alltså, okay. han var ju liksom lite han var inte i the sharpest mind kanske, och han satt och kisade liksom, han försökte, så han såg väl dåligt liksom.
I'm trying to see how big he looks like an ape, like.
Jag bara, man, det är någonting med mina tröjan alltså.
It brings out the best in all of everybody who sees it.
Man vet aldrig vad som händer när man har på sig den här.
That's your magical racist shirt.
Exakt. Och jag håller på att recover nu. Jag har inte sagt det på podden, men ni som såg det på våran Instagram.
Was it close friends or?
Nej, det var för alla, tror jag.
Okay.
Eller, jag kommer inte ihåg, det kanske var för close
friends. Because 50 crown patrons are our close friends.
Just det, ja, men det kanske var bara perks. För close friends. Jag kommer inte ihåg, men jag köpte en ny cykel ju, som jag i början av juli, tror jag det var, i slutet av juni.
Hey, you got robbed.
För min förra cykel blev stulen inifrån cykelrummet.
Bikes ain't for you, bro.
Nej, jag märker det nu alltså. Men du vet, så jag gick dit och köpte en cykel, och jag bara, de hade någon sån sommarerbjudande, och jag bad dem, de hade inte den i butiken då, så de bara, men det kommer ta, du vet, ett tag att få den här cykeln. Och jag bara, men hur länge? För att grejen är att jag vill ju ha cykeln nu under sommaren. Och de bara, ja, men den kommer den här veckan antagligen. Och om inte den här veckan, så kommer den i leveransen nästa vecka. Så det var liksom slutet av juni eller början av juli. Klipp till första augusti, så har den kommit in egentligen liksom. Så den var fett med försenad. Så jag kommer dit, och det är en... Så då, förra gången jag köpte en cykel, då köpte jag den själv, och sen så fick man sätta ihop den själv. Och det gick ju bra, men jag pallade inte göra det nu. Jag tyckte det var nice att liksom gå till butiken, köpa den dit.
De
sätter ihop den åt mig. Men för att jag pallar inte alltså.
And you wanted to ride home on it. That's a nice feeling.
Ja, men exakt. Jag ville bara gå in där och hämta cykeln och sen åka hem. Så då hade han liksom hookat upp den här cykeln, och det är han som jobbade i butiken, och han bara, det är vanligtvis inte jag som gör det, det här borde ju vara liksom the warning sign. Men han sa att han var mekanikern, de har någon annan snubbe som är den som brukar sätta ihop cyklarna. Hur som helst, det här är på liksom en cykelbutik, Stålhästen heter det.
Yeah, let them know.
Let them know. Nej, men det är, cykeln är nice, den är fin som fan tycker jag, men det är liksom en kort väg från... Jag började cykla på Långholmsgatan här i Hornstull. Och sen cyklar jag hem mot mig, och när jag åker över Liljeholmsbron, så kommer jag liksom till första svängen, kan man säga, på hela, för det är bara en raksträcka innan. Och det är en uppförsbacke, så jag ställer mig lite upp för att så här, få upp farten, och ska jag svänga, och bara märka att okej, nej, den svänger inte. Liksom. Den åker bara rakt fram, fast att jag liksom svänger.
So the handlebars weren't tightened in?
Nej, exakt. Och du vet, det går ju så jävla snabbt. Alltså så här, man måste ju vara extremt snabbt tänkt. Så jag försökte ju bara bromsa. Men jag stod upp, så jag fick, det blev liksom, och jag hade bara någon så här väldigt kort bit tills jag skulle krocka. För att på Liljeholmsbron, så har de ställt upp så här barriärer, för de håller på att bygga om. Så det är så stora, thank goodness, eller hur? Men det är stora betongblock som står här. Så jag hann liksom inte bromsa i tid. Jag fick sätta ner mina fötter och allting för att liksom få ner farten. Och då så slår jag i med mitt knä, så här, sidan av benet, på i det här betongblocket liksom. Och lite av cykeln slås i också. Och jag bara, damn, så här, vad fan var det där typ? Och först tänkte jag bara, var det jag som så här fuckade upp på något sätt? Men jag bara, jag har cyklat, hur länge har man cyklat i hela ens liv? Years. Jag har aldrig fucking... Jag vet hur man cyklar liksom. Och sen så såg jag att jag bara, nej, fan, den är inte tightened. Det är liksom, jag kan svänga på styret, och jag kan svänga på hjulet independently liksom. Och sen så kollade jag ner på mitt ben. Och bara, oh, vad är det där? Och jag tänkte först att jag trodde, min första tanke, för det var helt vitt på mitt
look
ben.
Look ashy, right?
Alltså först var jag helt ashy, men sen så var det en stor... ett stort sår, och det var helt vitt där. Min första tanke var bara så, oj, det där är typ mitt skelett eller någonting som syns.
Oh, shit.
Men det var ett sår då som hade skrapats upp på det här betongblocket. För betongblock...
See how uncomfortable I am, right?
Ja, nej, men ni ska alla få bli uncomfortable. För jag tror med att jag har varit uncomfortable nu ett tag sedan sånt där hände. Men betongblock, det kan ju antingen vara så här smooth, att de är nästan, du vet, så här... Inte polerade, kanske inte i fel ord, men att de är liksom smooth. Eller så kan de vara liksom som knottriga. Och det var det den här var.
Oh no.
Så det var som att bli sandpapprad med betong. Eller som att bli, tänk att du blir osthyvlad.
Oof.
Fast ganska djupt också. Inte bara ytan, yeah, utan ganska djupt ner. Can you picture it, John?
Can I never picture it again? Is what I want.
Så det var, i stort sett så var det som hade hänt. Och det var det som var det här vita jag såg. Är att liksom, det är som att det har hyvlats bort en ganska stor fucking chunk av mitt,
down to the dermis.
Mitt sidan av mitt knä liksom. Och I guess vi är all bara white inside. Alltså, för att det är under... Jag har aldrig sett det där skiten förut. Under liksom hur ens, vad ska man säga, topplaget av ens hud. Och där under så är det bara liksom...
I've had that happen before. You lose a chunk of skin like that. Oof.
Ja, men det här...
And then it doesn't bleed right away?
No, my shit bled.
I'm saying eventually, like at first it's white. And then the blood's coming.
Ja, precis. Så är det.
Ugh.
Så att jag bara... Fuck, tänkte jag. Det gjorde inte så jävla ont. Det är det som är sjuka. Det gjorde inte så ont då.
That's because you're a robot.
Nej, men nu, det är, believe me att det gjorde ont sen. Det bara, okay. Jag tror att det var så att ibland när någonting händer.
Precis.
Ja. Så jag gick tillbaka till cykelbutiken med mitt blödande knä. Och det roliga var att jag träffade fett många på vägen, den här korta vägen tillbaka. Jag träffade typ så här 4 personer jag känner som alla bara, oh my god, vad har hänt? Jag bara lyssnade, kom in där. Jag bara, du var sista ansatsen mig innan jag gick därifrån. Var också att bara, om du behöver några adjustment, just come right back. But,
did you go back?
Ja, jag gick tillbaka direkt. Okay. Så, jag skulle tippa på att han var någon French guy, den här snubben som hade gjort
cykel. I made a mistake. I tried to screw it in.
Yeah, precis.
But you didn't know that.
Så jag bara, lyssnade, jag behöver en adjustment, man. Liksom så här.
Oh, look what happened to your knee.
Jag bara, men ska cykeln kunna svänga? Så jag bara, jag är pretty sure att man ska inte kunna svänga på styret och hjulet oberoende av varandra. De ska ju turn samtidigt. Liksom.
Yeah.
Och han bara, oh, yeah, no, that's not right. Och jag bara, oh, and it's also this. Så visade jag honom mitt knä. Han bara, oh! Så att, du vet, hade det varit USA, då hade man ju kunnat...
Why does it have to, why you have to say... I know there's so many people wrote that, writing to you, responding like, oh my god, besides people that just said, I hope you feel better soon, stuff like that. But then, if you were, it's so funny that they're like, if you were American, you could sue. You can sue.
Nej, i Sverige man kan inte sue för det där.
You can sue.
Och vinna. Och vad ska jag vinna? Jag vet inte, det kanske, om vi har någon jurist som lyssnar, det kanske inte är för sent för mig att stämma dem. Men jag tänker bara att så här, det man vet om USA är bara så här, du halkar på slippery floor, då kan du stämma McDonald's liksom.
Yeah.
Eller du fick varmt kaffe, du kan stämma McDonald's.
Yeah.
Nu är det...
It's changing now though.
Jag tror inte, eller vad jag vet så är det inte på samma nivå här. Jag
right.
tror att det skulle
I'm
krävas.
Sure. I mean, we're more likely to sue for some shit. And a big difference is when you go to the doctor, it costs money.
Mm.
So it's like, at least pay my medical bills.
Precis.
That's what happened to me. I fell out that truck and scarred my face up and hands and stuff. And they were like, we'll cover the my job. Was like, we'll cover the medical bills because it's their fault. They're playing, their manager's playing around and shit. And I felt like the truck.
I mean, it makes sense also to cover the medical bills. Or, nu gick jag, jag har inte ens gått till doktorn liksom för det här.
See what happens when you live in a socialist country? You don't even go to the doctor, man.
Nej, men vadå? Jag kollade bara på det här. Och menar, min fru är också en fucking sjuksyra, så det känns som att jag är litat på hennes opinion, men det var många som skrev också att, men oh shit, du måste sy eller hoppas du ska sy, men liksom, det finns ingenting att sy, det är såhär,
exactly.
det
är scar.
Precis, och sy gör man ju om det har blivit någonting djupt, och det finns någonting att faktiskt stitch together, det finns ingenting att stitch together här, det är liksom avhyvlat eller avskrapat,
you just gotta grow your skin back, you need a little oxygen on it.
Exakt, jag måste bara grow it back. Men så de
white ass knee. You got a white ass knee over here, boy.
De bad extremt mycket om ursäkt.
Thoughts and prayers.
Jag vet inte. Jag kom dit och jag så här, det kanske hörde till att mitt knä was bleeding. Det enda jag ville var bara, jag vill bara komma hem nu.
I got one thing to say.
Okay.
They didn't offer anything.
De offered
besides to fix the bike. It's like they should be like, yo, you know what we'll do? We'll credit you something. I don't know. That's what happened in the States. To avoid the lawsuit part, the company would be like, you know what? Here you go. Here's something. It's for your troubles.
Nej, men det är sant.
There's nothing.
Och jag borde, nej, de erbjuder ingenting. Och jag frågade faktiskt inte. Jag sa bara så här, fix the bike. Och förutom att liksom själva, att fix... styret som de inte hade tajtat upp. Så, mm-hmm. så också den här lyktan, framlyktan som hade skrapats upp och blivit uppfackad när jag körde in där. Jag bara, den får de också fixa och byta ut. Så de gjorde sådana där grejer. Men jag borde ha bara sagt, okej, vet du vad, jag behöver ändå en cykelhjälm. Ge mig en cykelhjälm. Alltså någonting sånt där.
Yeah.
Men jag tänkte inte på det i stunden, för jag ville bara, för det första, fix the bike så jag kan komma hem. Och sen vill jag komma hem och fix my knee. Det var det enda jag liksom hade i åtanke. Så ja, se upp. Om ni köper från en French guy på Stålhästen i Stockholm, alltså, bara make sure att styret...
It's no problem, let me know, it's a problem.
För, men som du säger, tur att den här fucking barriären var där. Tur att det inte var en folkmassa där som gick. Alltså, jag hade kunnat köra ut rakt in i vägen. Alltså, det hade kunnat vara livsfarligt, alltså, på riktigt. Så ja.
And you didn't have a helmet.
Nej.
Mm. Could have been like, you know, the coach of the, like, you saw Winning Time. The Lakers coach, there was a bike accident that messed him up.
True.
Damn, you, it was last day coaching. That could have been your last day coaching, man.
All right, let us get in to the episode.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Episode. It's fucking guy, alltså. Uppdatera oss på liksom the trip, för du kom tillbaka sist när vi gjorde en remote session.
Yeah, I was in Maryland.
Då var du i Maryland, då hade du liksom gjort den största delen av trippen, eller hur?
Yeah, the main part of the road trip with Bash. Yeah. Och då in Maryland it was kind of over.
Och då kan ni lyssna på det om ni inte har gjort det. Vi liksom om hur en... När du kände dig safe för att en white police officer i Utah kom.
Thank you, officer.
Yeah, saving me from the wilderness.
Yes, and the cops in Chicago. You know, I was loving the police, man.
Det bästa med det var när din familjemedlem bara sa, uff, shaking his head. Like,
but yeah, so we made it to Maryland safely. Hung out with my sister. That was cool. Did I mention my nephew, autism?
Come on, talk.
Okay, well, I do have a nephew with autism. This was my, and it's been a big deal for me to be around him because I know that with the social limitations, how it could be. But I think thanks to like video chats, it was cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But we can set me the video chats.
Because I called my sister and then she'll like, you know, put the family in front of the phone and stuff like that. And I'm trying to figure him out or whatever, but I'm guessing that he was I did this thing because I noticed he likes it, is I'll put my eyeball close to the phone.
Okay.
And then he would just laugh so much.
Hur gammal är ungen?
He's 6.
Mm.
So I would, and they just, he was diagnosed like 2 years ago. So I would do that on the phone, and then I saw him, and he seemed kind of comfortable with me already. But then one of the first things he did was like, well, he likes to, I didn't know all of the levels of autism or whatever, but one thing he likes is to like get close to somebody and get kind of intimate with people.
Okay, intimate who?
Like in your personal space, which makes sense when you think of autism, what it is, but.
Alltså jag vet inte om det makes, eller makes sense. Det
är, I'm saying like,
det är många som har det lite svårt. Ja, du menar svårt med signaler.
Not understanding social cues.
Men det är också många som, jag har också en systerson som har haft autism. Eller som har det. Men det finns ju också många som inte gillar så mycket kroppskontakt, vad jag förstår.
Right, and that's what I thought about, like Temple Grandin and stuff like that that you see.
Temple Grandin.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
But like stuff like that, where Temple Grandin needed the closeness but built that thing, that machine, to give herself closeness because she didn't want to be close to humans. So I was just thinking, like, I thought, me and my ignorance, I was just thinking that it's impossible that he would want to be close to me. But then I get there, and he was like wanting to be in my space. And I just wanted, I was really happy about it. And he kept putting his eyeball close to my eye.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was like, and I was like, oh, he's trying to replicate where he knows me from doing this thing. So it was fun, man. I think he might be like the cool autistic too, where I could take him to the casino type shit.
Perfect.
We're going to make some money, Wesley.
Get rich games. It's Alicia's son.
It's Alicia's son, yeah. And she's a, man, shout out to her, man. She's such a good mom in general, but then.
Din sister, för er som inte vet. Jons sister, alltså.
Yeah, my sister's Alicia. And I feel like sometimes the right parents get the kid with the issues, you know what I mean? And
absolute.
And she's so patient and so caring and willing to do whatever. With that, because like every day he had a lot of stuff to do. A lot of their schedules are working around him and his different therapists and teachers and stuff like that to come to him. And yeah, that was cool and challenging. And then the other kids, like hanging out with the family. That's what Maryland was about. I got cousins out there.
Hur interagerade liksom dina barn då med det här barnet som var hade autism?
We gave them a pep talk beforehand, and they.
Vad sa ni på ungefär?
I said, I swallowed a joke.
I know you did.
No, but we told them that. Actually, Sandra said basically that your cousin Wesley, you're gonna play with him, but he doesn't play like other kids. He might, it might be different. He doesn't react like other kids do. And they were just like, okay. And then, like, he played with Allie more than Bash. And then we just had to tell Bash to be a little more patient sometimes with stuff. Because he might want to do something over and over again. Or he likes to take pictures. So he, like, take Bash's tablet and, like, want to just take pictures of YouTube paused on TV. You know what I mean? For some reason.
Yeah. For some reason.
And then I just wish I knew the reason. You know what I'm saying? I just wish I knew what you're trying to accomplish. Because he's got a mission. So it was very interesting, that part of it. And then, like, taking the kids to the Capitol was fun.
Vad gjorde ni där? Jag såg att ni var på, såg Abraham Lincoln. Och...
Yeah, I really love that. It might be my favorite statue. The Abraham Lincoln statue. Because it looks like it's about to get up. Something about the way they made it. He looked like, he's about to go get the remote. But we did that. That was the only monument that we saw.
Vi var det, visst var det sweaty as fuck när ni var där i DC, eller?
Was it what? Sweaty?
Yeah, eller varmt.
Yeah, it was warm and then there was a thunderstorm.
Okay, för det, alltså, Washington DC, när jag var där, det var 2017, vi tog, jag och Asabia tog till Greyhound Bus från, jag vet inte varför vi inte tog tåget, alltså. För det tåget är ju, alltså Amtrak, är ju way nicer.
I gave you this speech a long time ago. Don't fucking take the bus.
Vi tog, precis, när jag åkte från New York till Miami en gång, då tog jag Amtrak hela vägen. 28 timmars färden, eller vad fan det var. Fett med långt, alltså.
No. I told you to take Amtrak. You took the bus, right?
No, jag tog Amtrak.
Oh, you took my advice. Okay,
jag tog Amtrak. Men nu så, jag kommer inte ihåg vad våran grej var, varför vi kände att vi skulle ta bussen den här gången. Men,
romantic.
Ja, det är absolut inte romantic. Alltså, bara, det satte liksom, stämningen kom jag ihåg när man kom till, vad heter det här, New York centralen, New York busstationen där, Midtown i Manhattan.
Penn Station.
Penn Station. Alltså, jag ska säga, det var den skarrigaste toaletten jag någonsin har sett. Alltså, för att, och att det är kul, för när man, du vet, man ser, det är också någonting när man ser hur the demographics change. För man står uppe, man är på, uppe på Penn Station.
It's like going to the blue line.
Ja, exakt. När man är uppe på stationen, på Penn, alltså om man är utanför, då är det ju, det här är liksom Midtown Manhattan, och då är det ju så jävla mycket turister och grejer. Sen kommer man in på Penn Station, och då blir det lite mer blandat, mycket New York-bor, men också mycket så här New Jersey-bor som åker ut till tåget dit. Och sen när man går ner till bussterminalen, då blir det bara, jag ska inte säga för mycket, det bara blir en annan demographic. Och man bara, okej,
okay, I see what poverty.
This is. This is where the poverty is.
I found the poverty.
Yes. Och så det var det första jag tänkte på. Jag bara, okej, okay, intressant. Och sen så gick jag in på toaletten, och det var att, alltså jag vet inte, fan, hur ska man beskriva det? Det är bara så här, du vet, det kändes bara som att det var inte ens någon har så skitit ner en toalett, men det här var bara som att det luktade bara som någons insides. Alltså det var liksom, det var så en intim skärrig doft, alltså. Eller skärrig lukt, ska jag säga. Och jag bara, okej, okay, det är det här som är.
This is why I should have taken a train.
Exakt. Anyways, det gick bra. Jag kommer ihåg att vi hade något mellanstopp i Baltimore, och man bara så här, ja, mycket poverty där också på den här busstationen. Hur som helst, vi var på Washington DC. Jag älskade verkligen Washington. Jag hade aldrig varit där förut.
That's one of my favorite cities.
Och en sån här bra stad i USA där man också kan gå runt. Liksom. Det är många städer där i USA där man inte kan liksom gå runt särskilt mycket.
What do you mean?
Man åker bil överallt. Liksom.
Okay, yeah.
Men här fanns det så
man DC, kunde. They got a nice train system.
Ja, men exakt. Men jag kommer ihåg att det var otroligt. Fan, en av de säkert varmaste dagarna som jag kan minnas att jag har varit med om.
Damn.
Och att vi bodde då hos min hos Asabias typ hennes gudmor, tror jag det var. Som är från Etiopien originally, om jag inte minns fel. Och så vi var i Washington DC, vi hade käkat skit, vi åt på någon diner, åt så här riktigt stor, du vet hur portionerna är liksom. De är så jävla stora, man blir så jävla mätt. Yeah. Och sen så när vi kom hem, och vi hade ätit så mycket, vi var så jävla mätta, och då hade hon fixat någon så här injera dinner till oss liksom.
Oh my god.
Och vi bara, oh.
But we just ate.
Like, men de hade fixat det. Så vi bara, att vi får äta igen alltså.
I like that Jim Gaffigan talk about Americans, they eat on their way to eat.
Yeah.
We'll just get something to eat before we go get something to eat. Let's get a bite on the way. But yeah, DC was great. I wish I had more time to like do DC, but one thing with my family, man, my sister and them, they're like, and it might be partially because of her son, but they kind of like are
homebodies,
and we're like, and Sandra is the opposite, so that was a little bit of a clash.
På vilket sätt? De bara,
they're like, we're like, yo, let's make some plans, and they're just like, oh.
Men kunde ni inte göra grejer independently, eller?
We did, but. But Bash and his cousin Zoe, they hit it off so well that we kind of want to just kind of take Zoe.
Mm.
But that wasn't an option.
Really?
Yeah, that was like a thing. I don't know. That's one thing I told my sister that bothered me.
Mm.
She was like, she didn't trust me. There was a situation, I haven't talked about it. There was a situation where one of Bash's cousins Bash was with my aunt, and one of his cousins tried, for some reason, to hold him underwater while he was in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the best swimmer. He just started, like, he's just getting confident in swimming. And my aunt can't swim. And one of the stories goes is that somebody had to like help Bash, some bystander had to like pull Bash out of the water and like save his life type of thing, because his cousin tries, like, thinks it's funny to try to drown him type shit. And that was like kind of the family, everybody, the word spread or whatever. And I think they wanted me to be mad at my aunt because she didn't know what was going on or whatever. But I don't know. You don't expect a kid to drown. I don't know. I wasn't so mad.
Nej,
I was glad he was okay.
Barn, jag var ute i och badade med mina barn för några veckor sedan. Och då har min son då, han har en kompis, och den kompisen har en storebror. Och de har börjat, min son då, den här storebrorsan, har börjat leka ganska mycket tillsammans. Men den här större killen, han kanske är 7. Och han tänker inte på att min son är mycket yngre.
Mm.
Så jag stod så här uppe på stranden och kollade när de var i vattnet. För min son har de här puffarna som gör att man kan liksom simma basically själv. Men ändå, det är inte som att jag kommer chilla på stranden. Jag stod ju så här i vattnet basically och kollade på honom.
That was different. She was kind of chilling.
Ja, yeah. Nej, men det är det. Jag chillade lite. Men då såg jag nämligen hur den här större killen hoppade på min son bakifrån så att tog tag i axlarna så här. Och försökte typ häva sig upp. Så det var, jag såg att alltså, det här är inte, han försöker inte drown him. Han försöker inte göra någonting elakt. Han fattar ju bara inte att den här, min son inte kan simma ordentligt. Och att gör du så där, då kommer han bara sjunka.
Yeah.
Så att då sprang jag in direkt, för jag såg när det hände liksom. Okay. Men jag kan tänka mig att det kan vara säkert att det har varit någon sån där sak också.
It's probably something like that. I'm gonna say she tried to kill Bad and remove him from the earth.
Yeah.
But
fuck this kid, man.
But it was a whole thing, and in my family, like, I think with our generation and then the generation above us thinks that we're too lax on the kids in the next generation because of the way they treated us. You know what I mean? It's like, it's your fault. And I think they wanted the cousin to get more punishment from us.
But okay.
He's alive. Pay attention next time. Now you know.
Men
you know
what I'm saying? Den här storyn har alltså gjort att Dean's syrra
inte... Yeah, and that was kind of what she used to as her justification for not wanting... Like, we wanted to go to the pool there in Maryland. And basically, one day, me, Sandra, and Allie went to the pool. Because Bash didn't want to leave his cousin. And she wasn't allowed to go with us.
Ah, no, different. This could have let's start this.
I was like...
Come on, man.
What you think I'm going to do with your daughter? I could swim. Now, and I kind of understand my aunt. She can't swim.
Mm.
You think I'm all be struggling in the water? It's like... if she saw it, she would say stop maybe, and then he'll be okay. He would have been okay. He can swim enough to survive. But I don't know. It was just a whole thing, and it really bothered me, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't. And I felt like if I would go too far, it could ruin the trip. So I didn't want to say like this is bullshit.
Men sa du någonting till henne till slut?
Yeah, I was like, what you think I'm a? You don't trust me with your kid? And then I, you know, she was just like, no, it's just that, you know, I wanted their dad to be there. Like,
okay.
And he can't because of Wesley, you know what I'm saying?
Ja, men jag fattar. Men då makes the sense. Om ni heller inte får ta med, om Bash vill vara med sin kusin och ni får inte ta med henne själva ut, då blir det liksom en konflikt där.
Yeah, it was a little awkward, but
berätta om deras big ass house. Alltså för ni som inte har sett, så de hade liksom ett enormt hus.
Yeah, my sister is like she's like that lady on Oprah that could tell you how to save money.
Mm-hmm.
She's that type of, like, she will focus and hit the goal. She's like that. And she won't mind eating fucking whatever. What is it called? Vienna sausages. Mm-hmm. If it comes down to it. They're not rich, but he's got a good job. She's got a good job. And she made it. She parlayed that shit into what they live in now.
De hade liksom en klass på de hade tre våningar.
Yeah. It's right? A basement, a ground floor, and then an upstairs.
Och det basement så var det som en stor...
Full house.
En skitstort liksom, så soffgrupp och grejer. Och sen så bara in the background såg jag när vi spelade in, jag och John. För det var där du satt, va?
Mm-hmm.
Så var det en skitstor så här, klättervägg, eller klätterberg.
Like a little, yeah.
Ett litet berg för barnen att klättra på. Yeah. Jag bara, vem har ens plats för det här?
And behind that was a gym.
Oh.
And then, there's a room with three machines in it. You can bike or run on the treadmill and a Peloton bike. And then they had the backyard. It was huge. But it was on a hill, though. That was the one downfall. But the kids, they had inflatable pool back there the kids played in. Then they had the deck above that goes to the next floor. I don't know, man. It's just a big ass house. That's just how they roll. They had a bigger house before.
Mm.
And then my sister got robbed at gunpoint. I don't know if I told you about that.
Jag ska hur det står såna. Det är liksom det man slängs från det ena till det andra. Men jag berättar om när din sister.
But they started with a townhome. This is how she does it. They started with a townhome. Then they got another house, a big house, the first big ass house they
berätta
got.
Berätta vad en townhome är för alla som
Rådhus.
Rådhus.
So they had that. There was a townhome, like there was a community, and it was, you know, the big row houses or whatever. Not, row houses is a separate thing in that area, but a townhome community. They had a three-level townhome. It was really nice. And then they got a house, because my sister is so magical with money. And then... they sold that house because she wanted to go to a different school district, lived in a townhome, But they built a casino, and that was what partially why they bought the townhome, because it was a casino getting built there soon, and their property value shot up because of the casino.
Mm.
But also, people started targeting those people. The hood is not that far away.
Mm.
It's D.C. And Baltimore.
It's never that far away.
Exactly. So she got robbed at gunpoint.
Never heard.
A couple years ago. They moved. That's when they moved out of that place, sold the place, and moved for good. Because they would have people rent it.
Jesus Christ.
To make the money. You know what I mean? So it was like a investment property or whatever. Or I don't know. It was like cash. They were making cash off the property. They sold that shit to get away from there and got a new house. And that's where they live now.
Smart, men alltså, fuck att bli robbed at gunpoint.
Yeah, it messed her up a little bit.
Jag förstår.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, really, yeah, she don't like.
Men det gick quote unquote så bra, alltså.
She said she screamed, put her hands up, and they just took, they didn't want violence, they just wanted the vehicle. So they stole her van, and then they got it back like 2 days later, whatever. Mm. And they caught the dudes.
Okay, nice.
And she went to trial, and then, I don't know, the person never got in trouble though.
Really?
Yeah, because they kept like rescheduling the trial, and she was like, I can't go every day. I can't keep missing work so perfect. You guys can put this dude in jail.
Perfect system.
Yeah, it was so stupid. She said it was so dumb that she said, fuck it.
Mm.
So they basically, they got the stuff back, but the dude didn't get punished.
So berätta mer vad som hände sen då. From Maryland, så åkte ni.
From Maryland, we went to Virginia Beach. I had it was a fantastic time. We had this one thing you're going to think is corny, but I'll tell you anyway, that my dude, when we got to the hotel, my homeboy, Bobby, had like a care package waiting for us. So he filled a basket with stuff for us. And one of the items in the basket was a can of pork and beans.
Mm-hmm.
And I had forgot. I was just like, I looked at it, I was like, this fucking idiot. He put some pork and beans. And it was a spray air freshener. It was like some silly stuff, but then some stuff like snacks and stuff for the kids. But the pork and beans, we used to do this prank. We used to do this thing back in the day where we would leave random shit in each other's dorm room.
Mm-hmm.
And that can of pork and beans was one of the things.
Oh, really? Okay.
So he kept the can of pork and beans. Expiration date was September 2012, some shit like that.
Nice.
That's how old as fuck it. And he had it in the basket. So I have since mailed it to him.
Nice. I don't think it's corny. They have to get healthy.
Okay, so that was one. But we used to also, if we go to the grocery store together, because we were lived across the hall, so we would go to the grocery store together, and then we would leave random things in each other's baskets, see if they'd never catch it.
Okay, okay.
So then you're in the aisle and be like, the fuck, Twizzlers? I didn't ask them. Shit like that. So that was cool. And then just hanging with them was really fun. And their kids, our kids got along. His son's a little older than Bash, but he had that whole, they had the talk of it. You remember how your cousins treated you and you didn't like it? Yeah. So he was like a good, bigger, friend or whatever. And then they had rented a cabana for us to do like a water park day. That was cool. Then the last day, this is what I wanted to talk about with you. The last day before we left, you know how I feel about the N-word.
Yeah. Mm. Everybody can use it.
Right. No, intent.
Right.
I find the intent.
Absolutely.
And it just so happens, this is my white friend. It's a white guy we're talking about, Bobby. He was my best friend when the whole time. You know, his first friend I had in the military.
Mm.
Kept in touch all this time. It's my guy. Happened to be into hip hop and was called, used to be a self-proclaimed wigger.
Wow, okay.
It's the person I first heard the term from.
Det fanns ju absolut en period. Jag skulle säga så early
2000s. We met in 01.
Ja, see?
Yeah.
Early 2000s, där liksom att vara en wigger var så. Det var inte heller då som jag minns det. Jag var ju själv ung. Men jag minns inte att det var någon som direkt problematiserade. Kanske gjorde vuxna det eller whatever.
Yeah.
Men att så här, det var bara som att det var en kul, lite kul och lite exotisk grej. Så här,
yeah.
Wiggers.
That was him, man. He used to say he was Creole.
Creole.
it's always been my guy. And when I met them, him and my Filipino, our other homie was Filipino and black.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this, you know what that looks like, this half Asian, half black dude, light skin, throwing the N-word around more than anybody I've ever met in my life. This dude was just nigga.
Uh-huh.
And also, Bobby was in on that too. They were all, that was just the way we all talked, calling each other, hey nigga, what the, you know, like that. And when he had a kid, I remember asking him randomly, is there anything you'll change about yourself since you had a kid?
The Filipino guy or Bobby?
Bobby, my white friend. I remember asking him that, and he said the thing he would change is he's not going to use that word anymore. And I thought it was cool, and I also thought he's pandering a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I still thought, no matter what, it makes sense. He said, I don't want my son to hear me talking like that. Fast forward to this party. Okay. Last night, all his family comes. I know all his family. They all come over. They had this big thing for us, you know, get to see everybody. His mom sends us cards. Everybody, it's insane. We get a card from her every birthday, anniversary, any damn big date. We get something from Mama Hutch. That's what we call her. So he, for some reason, I brought it up how wild we used to be. I was like, we were air traffic controllers. And we were wild as hell up there. So we'd be throwing the N-word around, just acting silly. Because I remember getting corrected. I remember getting corrected by the people who, we had a hot mic. And the people that weren't in the military, they were at the Anchorage fucking radar.
That wasn't even air traffic controllers.
When I was air traffic controller, somebody overheard me and a dude talking about people on this video game. They'll be going off saying nigga, blah, 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 blah. Mm. We said, and they heard us say nigga like 20 times on the radio.
They're like,
and
all right,
this could have been trouble. This could have been big trouble. They, of course, they're like, these military got let it go. So I was saying how we used to throw that word around. And this motherfucker said, he's never done that.
Oh.
Shocked the fuck out of me. And it turned to an argument.
About nigga.
Did you...
This bitch. He's out of his mind. I couldn't believe it.
Det var för att hans familj var där, eller vad tror du?
No, this was, everybody had left. The family part, the older people had left. That generation was gone. And all the Trump supporters had, former supporters, I don't know if they still do, but they voted for that motherfucker. But they all were gone. The people that I chose, I won't talk politically around because I don't want this to go bad. They were gone. It was just him and like the friends, the people that when we there, we go to the beach together. Like his friends that are now my friends, who have heard the shit too. Like,
okay, so don't be at Oxford.
Why are you doing? Like, who are you doing this for? It was so bizarre that I'm sitting here arguing with this guy over something that didn't ever. I always said it didn't offend me.
Och hans barn var inte där.
No, the kids weren't even there. So it's like, who are you doing this for?
So var det någon annan? För du sa att hans vänner också har hört honom använda det här ordet.
Yes, and one guy was trying to like joke it away. That's my guy too, man. He was just like, I mean, we've all said shit we regret, like that type of thing, trying to move it forward.
Also a white guy, right?
Yeah, he's a white dude. He was like, we've all said things we regret, like, and he'll make a joke like, I've said blah, blah, blah. And, but he wouldn't let it go, man. He never, and then he kind of like stormed out.
Really?
He kind of stormed out of the part, out of the house, and then we're all like looking around. And I was like, I'm drawing the line at, I'm not going to pretend, I'm not going to play along with this.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it's my own fault. I guess I've already played along with it long enough. You know what I'm saying? I've already gone along with the fact that you use this word that could be offensive, that I could say something, like, end our friendship over. I've chosen to be like, oh, that's the culture. But we can't act like it. It's not history. Like, and I do acknowledge that he hasn't used it since he told me that.
Ja, men precis, men det,
it's like,
för att du sa förut, vi kanske borde ha förklarat det ännu tydligare tidigare när du sa så med din inställning till the N-word. Och du sa snabbt att det handlade för dig om liksom inställning.
Yeah.
Eller intent att, såhär, yeah. vad är det? Och jag menar, du och jag har helt skilda. Jag tycker att såhär, ni hörde mig säga the N-word tidigare i den här podden för typ 5 minuter sedan. Och jag brukar...
Hypocrit.
Nej, men jag brukar inte säga det. Jag brukar inte säga det och jag brukar inte heller... för mig är inte det ett ord som är såhär necessary, right? Jag tycker inte det behövs sägas. Jag tycker inte att någon egentligen behöver
använda
det.
I don't say it often either.
Nej, exakt. Men jag tycker att det absolut är upp till svarta människor att välja... Eller så här. Jag hade väldigt svårt. Det fanns en period i Sverige inom svensk musik när svenskar rappade, alltså svarta rappare, började använda det ordet. Och det tyckte jag kändes så jävla, jävla forcerat. För att så här...
Remember, we know a dude.
Ja, eller vem?
I see him every now and then. He's a peripheral acquaintance of mine.
Say.
And we see...
Det kan blipa.
You don't know his name.
Okay.
But you did react one time when I was saying farewell to him. We were at a spot. We like that's no longer here anymore either. We're at the spot. We're all eating, having a good time. And bumped into him. He's rolled up and he was like, all right, my nigga, I'm going to holler at you later. And you reacted to him. You remember now?
Yeah, that's true.
And it felt so like forced. Like it feels forced sometimes.
Ja, men för att det ordet...
Cause I don't even say that. I don't say my nigga like that.
Nej, och det, jag tycker så här, det känns forcerat när vem som helst som inte är en svart amerikansk använder det. Yeah. Du tycker det känns forcerat. För det är en svart amerikansk grej.
Ibland, Benny Man!
Ja.
I remember when I was a kid and Benny Man... Them girls, I need this nigga. Mm. I remember being like, what? Can he say that? I remember feeling like...
Jag tycker så här.
It felt forced, I should say.
Precis. Och så här, det känns... Min grundinställning är att svarta människor, de får själva... Jag kommer inte polis någon som använder det där ordet. De får själva välja hur de vill använda det. Men jag tycker att det kan dock kännas forcerat när någon annan... en svart amerikaner säger det, just för att det inte finns i kulturen på samma sätt. Det finns ju nu inom liksom så här västafrikansk rap, så är det där så säger folk det ordet också. Det är liksom, men liksom, det är inte den kulturen att kalla varandra för the N-word i liksom West Africa. Kom igen nu. Men med det sagt så tycker jag ju, har jag ju nolltolerans för när någon annan säger det. Det är så här, och jag har hamnat i flera konflikter genom åren när jag har liksom sagt till folk så här, vet du vad, whatever du gör på din fritid är en sak, men säg inte det där ordet. Använd inte det där ordet med mig. Och tro att jag ska vara lugn med det. Så du och jag har en olika skilda åsikter och inställningar till den där frågan. Men nu så ska den här snubben alltså försöka låtsas som att han aldrig har använt det. Han
har aldrig... No, his exact term. I feel kind of bad. But I know that it's not like I'm doing it in the States. So that's why I feel okay to talk about this. But... one of his phrases, one of the things he repeated over and over while we were talking about this was, I would never disrespect you like that. So that makes me think you always found it disrespectful.
It kind of makes it worse.
Right. It makes it worse. It's like you always thought it was disrespectful, yet you did it all the time. Like I said this to him. I was like, when I met you, you and the half Filipino, half black dude, Adrian, y'all told me, hey, man. Let me know, he's like, just so you know, we like rap, we like hip-hop, blah, 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 and sometimes we use that word. And it was the day they picked me up from the airport, they said this to me, and I was like, oh, man, it's not good. And I said the whole thing, it's about intent, man. I know if you try and be racist, then we got a problem, but it's all good. And then we went on from there. So it's like, if you had this conversation with me then... And now you're trying to act like you never did it. It was wild, man. I was like really disappointed, my boy.
Och snackat, och du, för du tog upp, hade ni någon one-on-one combo om det här?
Yeah, I tried, man. Because it was like I said, we were about to leave to go to the hotel to get packed and drive off the next day. It was like that. Wow. And everybody drunk. And I was just like, yeah, man. I was like, you know, you see.
It's me, man.
Like, I mean, I was like, I don't know why you're doing this. And he was just like, people just have different, we just remember things differently.
Huh.
That's what he said.
Ja, det där är frustrerande.
It's alltså, super gaslight.
Det där är frustrerande när folk, när man vet, och som du säger, det hade varit skillnad om det var som att säga, när du hade ett eller två exempel där han har använt det.
Sandra was, but Sandra, that's my girl, man. Sandra had my back. Because his wife was acting like, I don't know.
Hade hon glasflaskan redo? That one time
exactly.
In the club.
Exactly, hell yeah. Sandra was like, what are you talking? Like, she was just like, I heard it too. It's like, it's been as recent as we've been together. You know, it ain't just 01 to, I don't know, 06, which is when Sandra started coming around. This was 01 to, I don't know, to the baby, to the son was born.
Oh. Ja, men det där är frustrerande. Jag berättade ju om det på en mini-episod en gång. Om en person som jag känner som använder det där ordet. Och som jag nu sa, min inställning till det har alltid varit liksom nolltolerans när det kommer från liksom icke-svarta personer. Och vi hade ju en liten falling out över att han ansåg att han inte absolut aldrig skulle ha sagt det. Och jag var bara så här, men vet du vad, jag skulle inte ljuga om att du har sagt det ordet. Jag kommer ihåg, det är ett av mina liksom, starkaste barndomsminnen är när du sa det här. Och till your credit, du sa det aldrig igen. För att jag sa att jag inte tyckte om det. Och men det är the early 90s i Sverige. Folk... det kanske är svårt för unga, våra unga lyssnare att förstå nu när folk är in general mycket mer liksom har mycket mer koll på de här frågorna. Men jag menar, N-ordet flög till höger och vänster.
Sandra said they had a, I don't remember the dude's actual name, but they had a nigger Thomas and a Thomas.
Ja, men exakt. Och, so och det like... där fanns, det är många sådana här som när folk som är födda skulle jag säga på så här 80-talet och tidigare, då var det absolut så. Om du var den enda typ svarta killen eller svarta tjejen och whatever i skolan, då är skitmånga som använder det. Ja, N-ords Danne, N-ords whatever.
Ja, ja.
Och för mig var det alltid så sjukt att höra att så här, ja, det är aldrig någon som har försökt kalla mig för det. Det kanske också hänger ihop med att man behöver inte lägga någonting framför mitt namn.
Amat, yeah, everybody knows.
N-ords Amat, för det finns ingen vit Amat. Yeah.
If you're Liam, shit.
I mean, exactly.
You nigga Liam like a fool. You might have a different relationship.
Nej,
to
men
the
jag
word.
Tror också att för mig har du alltid, alltså, sen vi snackade typ 6-7 ålders, alltså, they were fighting words
för mig. Even that, yeah, okay.
Ja, they're fighting words.
Okay.
Och, så att för mig, det är aldrig någon som har försökt kalla mig för det där.
Mm.
Men jag kommer ihåg att jag blev så chockad när jag hörde andra svarta som inte bara att få kallade det, för man kan ju bli kallad det mot sin vilja. Men det fanns de som också så här, gick med på att men det är okej för mig att kallas för N-ords Thomas
camp,
liksom.
Is that the same camp as somebody who doesn't correct somebody for saying it for you?
Nej, jag vet inte. Jag tycker bara att det är lite olika camps. Alltså, för de skiljer sig ganska mycket. Och det är också väldigt skilda kulturer. Man kan inte översätta liksom, din syn straight away till Sverige, liksom, tycker jag. Jag menar, du var ju aldrig... Under din upbringing så... Jag tänker inte att du var liksom den enda svarta i skolan. Förstår du vad jag menar? Det är så skillnad. Att man också ska då bli kallad för N-ords Thomas.
Shit, I went to black schools for the most
part. Men det menar jag. Jag tycker bara inte man kan översätta våra upbringings.
Cracker Tommy.
Cracker Tommy.
Oh, white boy Tommy. Or Chico. Mm. They called Cubans Chico. You talking about the Chico over there? Anyway, that was Virginia Beach. And then we drove down to Miami.
Men får jag bara säga först, innan. Okay. Innan den grejen. Är att jag förstår bara den här... hur frustrerande det kan vara för min kompis då som hade använt det där ordet en gång.
Mm-hmm.
Och det hade blivit en konflikt mellan oss. Och så han aldrig använt det ordet efter. Och vi var till och med kompisar efter. Men sen så nu i vuxen ålder så menar han att nej, men jag har aldrig sagt det och du hittar basically på. Då har ju i alla fall... Så din kompis har ju ännu mindre liksom kött på benen i den här frågan. För att han har sagt det inte bara en gång utan liksom multiple times.
In his vernacular.
Ja, det här var, du använder det all the time. Yeah. Motherfucker. Och det är bara otroligt frustrerande när någon ska så här... Jag vet inte, bara gräva det under mark. Som att det har aldrig skett.
What am I supposed to do? Like, I was trying to figure out, like, what do you want from me? Because one thing I'm not gonna do, if I've already said it's cool and you did it, then I'm not gonna pretend you didn't.
Because
then I look fake as hell.
Because
I remember that feeling. They had one of their friends or one family members has a neighbor. We would go over there, and this is a black dude, a Navy older black guy. And I remember them standing around him, and I remember feeling like a guilt for being the dude that's cool with it.
Yeah.
And me and him looking at each other like, you know?
Like, this is your friend?
And him looking at me like,
man, did this dude just did this?
Like,
I got to do a cool analysis.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord have mercy, another coon.
It's just like, it probably felt. So I'm just like, I'm already... I don't know. I've dealt with these feelings and emotions. You can't take it away from me.
Nej, precis.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't feel that for nothing.
Nej, nej.
I'm well. And I'm so proud that Sandra was like, nah.
You did.
Nah, bro. I don't know what you're trying to do right now, but nah. And then his wife did the opposite. Was like, I really don't remember. It's like, fuck out of here.
Interesting. Intressant taktik. Det är bara så här, afasi. Eller inte afasi. Bara så här, man låtsas glömma allting.
Yeah, and I think that's what you're trying to do, but I can't. We can't talk about all these memories. You gave me a pork and beans.
My next
fucking 2007 or whatever.
Remember that shit?
You remember pork and beans? We can't.
Come on, Bobby.
And I'm not mad. That's what I was saying. I was like, dude, you don't have to do. I'm not mad.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I had to get that off my chest. I knew you would. And you like, and you're probably like, well, it's your own fault, nigga.
What?
You brought on yourself, nigga.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Vad, och sen så åkte ni till Miami.
Anybody going to Miami,
mm-hmm.
I want to tell them to go to this. You gotta go to the hood. It's in Liberty City, but you know, respect where you're at, you'll be all right. There's a restaurant called I Crave, and it's like the new like soul food spot. Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. Miami, of course, the meeting up with the family and friends, all of that was fantastic. It was so good to see everybody. But I still want to give that tip to go to I Crave. Cause that shit was good. I had oxtail, fucking rice and beans, and collard greens.
Mm-hmm.
That was my lunch.
And so I'll do it.
Oxtail and grits. I didn't know you could do oxtail and grits. Oh my god. And the kid, Ali sitting there eating chicken and waffles. Bash eating tilapia and waffles.
Okay.
And then
tilapia and waffles. Okay.
Yeah, man. That shit was fantastic. And then service was horrible.
Of course, man.
It's the hood. It's
om det skulle ha varit en bra service, då är det inte en bra restaurang alltså för soul food. Eller exactly. För liksom, it's not real.
I had to go like, hey, can we get our drinks like while we wait? All right. And then she didn't bring them. And then Sandra saw her, remember something, like, oh shit. And then walked back out and then bring our stuff out.
Nej, men det hör till alltså, absolut. De ska nästan bli offended av att du liksom...
How dare you?
How dare you ask for drinks?
While we're sitting there, everybody else gets... it was a fantastic food. My family's going through some shit. I don't know if I told you.
Munk? Ja, Munk och din mamma.
Yeah.
No. Eller det är din grandma.
Yeah.
Ja, du sa det. Off mic.
Yeah. My family's going through some shit. And that was the hardest thing about it.
Alltså, och behöver inte dra hela, i alla fall inte just nu. Men det är some shit. Alltså, right?
Yeah.
Jag tror att det är sådana typen
nobody
av...
Nobody can imagine
den här typen av familjebråk när man tänker att så här...
Yeah, imagine my family fighting.
Alltså, det är... För när du berättade det, jag bara, det här är... Det är beyond allt som ni kan tänka er.
It's a huge, Christ. Huge, dramatic and dangerous situation. I'll probably tell the story on Patreon only, and I'm not trying to just get it for extra Patreon subscribers, but I just don't want it out there like that.
Nah.
That's the reason. But if I do decide to tell it, I'm gonna do it just for $5. Oh, I'm sorry, 50 crown patrons, because it's too personal.
Ah, det är väldigt personal. Alltså, jag är inte ens säker på att du ska berätta det, för att det är, som du sa,
exactly.
If you do. Och som du sa, dangerous. Det är nyckelordet här. It's a dangerous situation.
Yeah, so basically I had to sneak in, but I didn't want to talk about visiting Munk. Like, the family's divided right now.
Mm.
And then I had to go visit Munk. It was so good to see him. and like talk to him and his fiance about. It's so different, man. I'm glad I found Sweden.
Yeah,
I can say that, man. It's like a refuge. And yeah, talking to them about raising kids and just seeing how I think my entire family needs intense therapy.
Mm.
And my mom is like, she's gonna do it now. Thank goodness.
Oh, really? Do you a stor steg ändå?
Yeah, because it's people look down on it so much. And they're like, what? What are you talking about? You know what I mean? But my mom's actually going to do it. And so much shit is happening that was really sad. But it was good to see everybody. I got to see Munk, hang out with Munk. Those of you that stay tuned for me and my conversation with my Uncle Reggie, I got to see him and talk to him, actually.
The Uncle Reggie som satt inne I 15 år.
Yeah, he was locked up for 15 years, man. So I actually had a conversation with him about that. And yeah, seeing everybody was cool. And like being around Reggie and Bash together, it was another thing that made me glad I live here. Because they don't know how to talk to kids, man.
What's all Reggie to Bash?
He just was like, everything. And Bash still look at it as a joke. Bash has no fear of adults, thankfully. I walked around with a fear all the time. But Reggie just be like, hey, man, stop touching my shit, man. You know, don't make me pop you. I'll pop your hand. If you, you know, stuff like that. And Bash is like, you're not going to hit me. Bash would like touch it more. Stuff. He thinks it's a game. You know what I'm saying? But he's just like, hey, man, what you doing, man? And then he'll say something like, you let him stay with me for, give me him for a month and he'll be good then.
Well, welcome queer under that month.
Exactly. I'm just like, I said, nah, I'm good. I don't want that.
Mm.
I like that he's not walking around afraid. I was cool saying that to people. Like, I'm glad that my kids aren't growing up the same way.
Ja, det är det som är skönt. Du är där vuxen nu, liksom.
Yeah,
grown ass man. Yeah. Du kan ju säga alltså, vad du inte gillar och sådär med det upbringing. Men du var ju rädd för det här med att Bash skulle uppfattas, framförallt Bash i sig, skulle uppfattas som ouppfostrad eller du vet den här...
Oh, no, they love the Bash.
Mm, det menar du.
I think they like that spirit, though. And somebody mentioned, I talked to this random truck driving white lady when I was in South Dakota.
Mm.
And we talked about spanking, and she was like a working class white woman. They beat their kids, too. And she was talking about how she was talking about it as a negative. Like, she was like, y'all don't spank kids over there? And I was like, nah. She was like, well, how do they... Is it a bunch of crime? Or like, she was like thinking that it made the kids horrible.
But it's all lethal crime in the States.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I was like, nah. And then they say stuff like, what do you do? Reggie said that. What do you do? And I was like, listen to this. We talk to them. It's like, imagine that. We get to hear their perspective and like talk to them and build relationship and, you know, guide them in that way. Instead of physically harming them, assaulting them, yeah. I said that to the lady, too. I was like, listen, man, you go to jail if you hit an adult.
Mm.
I think you should have the same penalty for hitting a kid who's less who's more defenseless than an adult.
True.
It's like, come on. Man. She was just like, oh, see, yeah, that makes sense. You
know? I never thought about that.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was, the raising kids thing was a big culture shock, and I'm glad I live here, but it was really good. And Bash, he's been so interested in his black side. He really got to delve in and didn't want to be around me as much.
I just saying, I didn't want to be around white folk.
No, he was just like, he like disappeared with Renee at least 3 times. Though,
while that's there. Great. Att han också bara så här...
Comfortable.
Mm. Och vad blev resan så som du har tänkt? Du har gått och drömt om den här resan I flera år.
Yeah.
Blev det som du hoppades på?
Yeah, man. I mean, one thing I would have hoped for more is that Bash would have been more into it. Like, seeing the scenes more.
Men han är så liten alltså.
Yeah, exactly.
He's still older.
And I wanted to catch him before he was too old to be like, dad, I don't want to be with dad. You know what I'm saying? That's why I chose this age, but... It's weird that Allie, on our little short road trip down to Miami from Maryland or from Virginia Beach, which is still an 11-hour drive, she was all like, oh, look at this, look at that. Look at, you know what I mean? She was more into what's going on out the window. So, I mean, that's the only thing, but I can't complain, man. It was so nice to see so many things with him and hearing him tell people about his trip. lets me know how much that he appreciates it. And he'll probably appreciate it more the older he gets.
Mm.
So yeah, it was a success.
Nice. Och så får ni göra om det sen när han är... I think it'd be...
Fuck that. You know how much money I spent, bro?
I'm
saving for Allie's now.
Ah, okay. Oh well.
In three years I'll take Allie.
Då kommer du ha made it big med the comedy, så kommer du bara kunna... Let's do it. It'd be easy.
Yeah, it'd be easy.
All right, ska vi wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up, man. We have planned on talking about more shit, but...
Ah, vi tar det på en AV-episod. Vi kommer bland annat... Jag vill bland annat snacka lite om Sverigedemokraterna och den här vitboken som de har skrivit om sitt ursprung. Och sitt...
Is it wrong that I vote for them?
And you let them call you the N-word? I trust we behöver an intervention snart. Vi kommer också snacka lite om Moderaterna och ett... förslag som ett par moderater har haft nyligen, som är bara yikes. Alltså om de fick bestämma fullt ut. Uff. Och sen så ville du prata om några saker också.
Yeah, I was, if we got time I'll talk about Alex Jones, my guy. And Issa Rae. The homie. Okay. I got two homies I want to talk about, Issa Rae and Alex Jones. So that's gonna be good. So stay tuned for the office.
All right, vi ses på andra sidan, okej?
Okay? Yep. Peace.